It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. We made it to a Friday. How about that? Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is January 21st of 2022. We got a big weekend of sports ahead to talk about today. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650, 102.3 The Fan, and hammer that like button. And check out the website. As I mentioned before, that's where you get the podcast of this show. Whole lot of other great content. This morning, you could have browsed tonight's Metro bowling matchups, Metro boys and girls basketball matchups. The new Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union basketball rankings can be found there. So bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join in today with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Just know I might read it on the show. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. Area sports news and scores. We'll lead it off, as always, here in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to in the stack today. After we're done there, we take timeout number one. Get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into Saturday and Sunday. We'll come back from that first timeout, and we'll be joined by a first-time guest on the show, but not my first time talking hoops with the man. The man, Sean Roberts. He is a Drake insider, I think it's fair to say. Sean does great work for KXNO Radio out of Des Moines. He hosts their Saturday morning pregame show that he's invited me on a handful of times. I'll be on it tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So Sean's put me to work, so I put him to work today. He knows his Drake basketball inside and out, and he's an MC for the Bulldogs at the Knapp Center. So if you've been to any Drake games, he's the bearded guy. With all the swag, who is bringing the energy or helping bring the energy to Knapp Center. And I think you're really going to enjoy the insight that he brings. I had to catch up with Sean due to a conflict earlier today. So recorded segment, but great stuff with Sean earlier today, breaking this game down. A huge game tomorrow night at McLeod Center. And maybe there's a Hawk fan or a Cyclone fan out there going, Cole, there you are on the Kool-Aid again, man. It's not that big of a game. Here's why it's a big game, okay? Drake's 4-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. UNI is 5-2 in the Valley. And both of these teams want to and are plenty capable of getting the 2 seed in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. because so far it sure looks like Loyola, ranked 22nd right now in the country, is the team to beat. They seem beatable. They've been really good, but it looks like they're going to secure the top seed at Arch Madness. So if the Valley wants to get multiple bids, it's going to take Loyola continuing to play the way they have this season, and then whether it be Drake, UNI, Bradley, Missouri State, Southern Illinois, those are all teams that I think are capable of winning the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. They all want to get that second seed, so they do not have to play Loyola until Championship Sunday in St. Louis. And as I mentioned, with UNI being 5-2, Bulldogs being 4-2, this is a huge game for that. And also, too, the environment tomorrow night at McLeod Center should be a really, really good one. It sounds like very limited amounts of tickets are left. The general admission tickets are all sold out. It's going to be the best environment in the McLeod Center for a couple years now, probably since the last time that Drake came to McLeod Center 2 years ago, obviously before the pandemic with reduced or eliminated crowds. So that will obviously be a sight for sore eyes and ears for that matter. A big stage, ESPNU going to televise the game. So if you don't have a ticket, I can't promise any are left right now, but I would go ahead and make the call 5 o'clock tip tomorrow night. And when I look at this game myself, I think there's a handful of keys for you and I. They got to continue to get better defensively. It doesn't matter who they're playing. They have to continue to progress defensively. It feels like they took some steps forward after they came back from Hawaii at the end of December. Where they had lost a couple games. They took steps forward on offense and defense, just period, after going to the Diamond Head Classic. But it seems as if the offense has continued to take some steps forward, but the defense hasn't kept pace with that. So it'll be interesting to see defensively what the Panthers are able to bring to the floor tomorrow night against such a talented and experienced Drake Bulldogs team. They got to continue to play with pace offensively. That's proven to be such a tough guard for other Valley teams. And really what ends up happening is these Valley teams are just trying to play catch-up, just trying to hang on. And that goes back to the defense of what I was just talking about. If UNI is playing a little bit better defense, instead of getting on the runs that they get on when their offense really gets rolling, instead of being up by 8 or 10, you're talking about getting up by 14, 17. That's going to be huge for UNI down the stretch. The rest of the way this season. Also, too, Noah Carter, you got to continue to get that young man touches on the low block. Not knowing what you're going to be able to get from Austin Fife, game in, game out, Noah Carter's ability to score is incredible at all three levels of the floor. But what he's been able to bring with interior scoring, that's so valuable to this Panther team. And then also, too, I think it's fair to say it's A.J. Green, it's Noah Carter's team. You got to have that third impact player, especially in a game like tomorrow night against a really good Drake team, whether that's Trey Burhau or Nate Heisey or Bowen Bourne or maybe Austin Fife off the bench. Who knows? But the Panthers got to have that third guy that really steps up and makes big plays to win a game like tomorrow night. So there's my keys. You'll hear more from Sean Roberts, as I mentioned, of KXNO Radio in Des Moines. Drake men's basketball MC knows his Bulldogs. I promise you're going to enjoy the conversation. He had some really great stuff, some really great insight. That's coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking you and I, Drake, with Sean, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim during that break. We'll come back, and Logan Blackman, our friend from the Logan Blackman Show podcast, will join the show. You follow him on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. We're going to break down the NFL divisional playoff round coming up this weekend. We will have the Sunday doubleheader right here on The Fan, and that's going to begin at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon as the Los Angeles Rams go across the country to take on the GOAT, Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That game is followed by the Buffalo Bills at Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. That should be the game of the weekend. I think most people see it that way. Who knows at this point? in terms of watchability, entertainment value, how it all plays out. But we'll be as curious as ever to see how Logan's feeling today about his Bills, just 2 days away from having to play in such a tough environment of Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's the plan today for the show. After we're done with Logan, of course, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, and come back and wrap up the show. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. Last night in high school wrestling in the Metro, Western Dubuque outscored Cedar Falls 37-34. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Waterloo East 46-22. And Columbus got a pair of wins, 45-36 over Olwine and 54-30 over Tripola. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its weekly basketball rankings. Area schools in the polls include, in 5A, Waterloo West continues to be number 3, while Cedar Falls stays at 14. In 4A, Waverly Shell Rock stays put as well at number 9. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford and Denver remain first and second, respectively. Jessup is up a spot to number 7. Grundy Center up a spot as well to number 9, as is Applington Parkersburg at number 11. It's a full slate of high school basketball games tonight in the Metro. In boys games, 7th-ranked Cedar Falls plays at rival Waterloo West. You can hear that game on our companion station tonight. Coverage begins around 7:15 with Dave Finnegan. Also tonight in Metro boys games, Waterloo East at home against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Waterloo Columbus has a girl-boy doubleheader at Hudson. And then, of course, we've got the inverse on the girls' side. Top 15 matchup as 14th-ranked Cedar Falls, the Tigers, they host the 3rd-ranked Waterloo West girls, and the Waterloo East Lady Trojans visit Cedar Rapids Xavier. In boys and girls high school bowling in the Metro, Cedar Falls takes on Cedar Rapids Washington. Waterloo West hosts Cedar Rapids Jefferson. East goes against Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Columbus plays Sumner Fredericksburg. The girls' state wrestling tournament got underway this morning. It's at Extreme Arena in Coralville. A record number of participants are competing, over 720 girls. Waverly Shell Rock has won the first 3 girls' state wrestling championships and is among the favorites again this year. We'll keep tabs on that one, and Mark Simpson will bring you all the results Monday morning between 6 and 8 on Maximum Mornings. Did you see this? The Iowa women's basketball team rolled past Minnesota 105-49 last night. It was in Minneapolis. It was the biggest win by the Hawkeyes over a conference opponent in program history. Iowa dominated the second half, outscoring the Gophers 58-15. Caitlin Clark had a triple-double for the 2nd straight game, scoring 35 points with 13 rebounds and 11 assists. It was the 4th straight win for the Hawkeyes. They are now 5-1 in the Big Ten, 11-4 overall. And the Iowa women will now have a game this Sunday. They will host Illinois at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off is at 5. Iowa was supposed to play Indiana, but the Hoosiers don't have enough players right now due to health and safety protocols. Due to this rescheduling, the Iowa versus Illinois game that was scheduled for February 12th, obviously no longer going to be played. The UNI women's basketball team will look to push its winning streak to 4 games in Des Moines tonight against Drake. The Panthers are coming off a pair of big conference wins over Missouri State and Southern Illinois last week. The 2 victories pushed UNI into a tie for 2nd place in the Valley. Drake, meanwhile, on the struggle bus, have lost 4 straight. Tip-off is at 6 tonight. And finally, the Waterloo Blackhawks skate at Lincoln tonight in USHL play. The 2 teams are battling for 4th place in the Western Conference. Entering this evening, the Hawks and Stars are separated by just 2 points. Lincoln at 34, Waterloo with 32. Pre-game coverage tonight begins at 6:45 right here on The Fan. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we're breaking it down. UNI Drake, men's basketball. Sean Roberts, Drake Insider, KXNO pregame host, joins us next on a Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Former Giants coach Ben McAdoo is reportedly going to be hired as the Panthers offensive coordinator. The Broncos still looking for a coach. Reportedly talking to Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, who played collegiately at Colorado, and Vance Joseph looking to get back into the head coaching circles after two seasons with the Broncos and currently with the Cardinals as their defense coordinator. Met with the Dolphins today. The Rams have ruled out left tackle Andrew Whitworth Sunday because of knee and ankle injuries, and safety Taylor Rapp will also sit out with a concussion. Derrick Henry is expected to start for the Titans tomorrow against the Bengals, while the Packers have activated Za'Darius Smith and Whitney Mercilus, who will both play tomorrow against the 49ers, as well as Randall Cobb. It will be frigid in Green Bay with a chance of some snow. And also tomorrow, the Bengals and Titans open things up in Cincinnati. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later, it's a Football Friday on the Zach Gelb Show. We're all over Cincy, Tennessee. Niners and Packers, Donald against Brady, and Allen versus Mahomes. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio. Coverage of the Waterloo Blackhawks begins at 6:45. Lock your radio to 1650 The Fan.
Steven Spielberg famously said, "The delicate balance of mentoring someone is not creating them in their own image, but giving them the opportunity to create themselves." The Cedar Falls School District would like to take this opportunity to honor its 2021 award-winning mentors. Sincerest congratulations to the following: Jen Paulson, Sarah Carlson, Hannah Tucson, and Troy Becker on receiving prestigious awards within their respective fields of expertise. Jen Paulson, teacher at Holmes Junior High, has been awarded the Distinguished Service Award by the Iowa Council of Teachers of English. Sarah Carlson, teacher at Pete Junior High, has been awarded the Don Fett Award by the Iowa Council for the Social Studies. Hannah Tucson, teacher at Southdale Elementary, has been chosen as the Art Educator of Iowa's Outstanding Elementary Art Educator. And Tiger Pride Activities Director Troy Becker has been named the 2021-22 Northeast District High School Athletics and Activities Director of the Year. Congratulations, one and all, from the Cedar Falls School District.
Cedar Falls School, every student, every day.
Catch the red-hot UNI men's basketball team at the McLeod Center. Be a part of the action when the Panthers host rival Drake Saturday evening, 5 o'clock. Panther Nation, wear your purple. It's a purple out. Catch the excitement of live Panther basketball and show your roar Saturday evening at 5 at the McLeod Center. Get your tickets today at unipanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849. That's 273-4849.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NFL playoffs down to eight teams as the divisional round kicks off tomorrow. The Bengals, a 3.5-point underdog at the Titans, and the Packers, a 5.5-point favorite at home against the 49ers. On Sunday, the Rams plus 2.5 at the Bucks, and the Bills getting 1.5 at the Chiefs. Two titles on the line Saturday night in Anaheim at UFC 270. The heavyweight title bout between Cyril Gane, the minus 155 favorite, Francis Ngannou, the current champ, a plus 130 underdog. For the flyweight title, defending champion Brandon Moreno, minus 175, and Davison Figueiredo plus 150. NBA tonight, the first place Bulls at the second place Bucks. Chicago a 9-point road underdog, 227.5 total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 6 above tonight, under cloudy skies with a chance for snow. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 20 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Snow likely tomorrow night, 6 above, overcast. Mid-teens, Sunday, low 30s, Monday, with a chance of snow. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 8 above.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole and Company, and a huge game tomorrow night at McLeod Center here in Cedar Falls, as this rivalry has just intensified over previous years. And really, I think a big thing in the intensification of the rivalry is just what Drake coach Darren DeVries has brought to the program, and that's a whole lot of success, a whole lot of winning, and it's really been a treat. You go back a couple years, almost a sold-out McLeod Center for the first regular season matchup, and a sold-out Knapp Center Both ended up being wins for the Bulldogs when you go back 2 years ago. But the Bulldogs, they got the last laugh last season. Obviously, COVID impacted the crowd sizes. No crowds or no crowd at the Knapp Center, like 900 people at McLeod for that game. So obviously, that's a shame. But it's looking like McLeod Center is going to be sold out or nearly sold out. So wanted to get the Drake perspective on the show today and talk about this big game. So Sean Roberts, he's Drake Men's Basketball's MC. He covers Drake for KXNO Radio in Des Moines. You can hear him tomorrow morning on the KXNO pregame show where he's a host. I'll be on that show for a little while with Sean. Follow him on Twitter at Sean23Roberts. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Looking forward to talking some hoop with you.
Yeah, what's going on? It's funny. We're flip-flopping.
Yeah.
back-to-back days. But no, this is a big one, and this game deserves the attention that it's going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad this is getting an ESPNU audience and a filled-up McLeod Center. I think is something that's going to be good medicine for both teams, quite frankly, after listening to what Coach DeVries had to say about it, you know, that his guys are probably looking forward to being in a hostile environment and getting heckled after playing with limited or no crowds last season. Sean, how about we just kind of start with a wide view of this Bulldogs team? What's like two or three things that have stuck out most to you about this particular group of Bulldogs?
Pressing. I think, you know, it's the one thing that I've been kind of saying all year with this team is they just look like they're pressing. Obviously, they're the preseason pick to win the conference, and that's a lot of pressure on these guys. You know, like we talked about on some of our morning shows that, like, or a couple of our shows on KXNO, like Drake has been the hunter in previous seasons, right? Like,
yeah,
they're the team that all of a sudden they're coming out and they're winning all these games, and like, oh, where's Drake coming from? Well, this year you're the team. You're the team. You got everyone returning. You got 25 and 26 year olds on your roster, and all of a sudden you're not. I don't know. Having this success on the court, I've seen a lot of things this season that I haven't seen in, you know, the 2 years that I've been emceeing at the Knapp Center and everything like that. You know, a lot of frustration on the court. A lot of I don't want to say arguing, but a lot of it, just stuff you've never seen from this team before. So it just seems like something's not there, and it's been like that almost all season. And I have to put it on this, they're pressing. You know, this is a team that expectations, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, we're supposed to win this conference.
Yeah.
And it's not going that way right now. You know, they're fourth in the MVC, and it's, God, I mean, they don't, you and I, tomorrow, you can kiss second place goodbye, you know, even. So it's just, it's hard to find, you know, really with this team. They're pressing, man. They're pressing.
Yeah.
They're dealing with injuries, too. They're dealing with injuries. Roman Penn hasn't been healthy really all year. Tank Hemphill has been out recently. He's been battling injury all year, and I did confirm with Michael Admire that he will be out for tomorrow's game.
Okay.
So that's a loss for Drake, you know? So you're battling injuries, and it's just a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
Pressure on him.
And, you know, tomorrow's game feels like the type, and maybe it doesn't turn out this way, but it feels like it's that type of game that could be a launching point for either team. And like you touched on, there's a lot on the line in terms of, you know, these Valley teams that are looking up at Loyola. They want to position themselves to be the two seed at Arch Madness, be on the other side of that bracket. Roman Penn, though, you mentioned him as one of the Bulldogs that's been battling injuries. What do we know about what Roman is going through? How, you know, what his percentage level of health might be? I'm really curious because he's such a good player, and it's a shame that he's not at full health.
Yeah, foot injury. It's what he dealt with last year that knocked him out for the rest of the season. It's something that it's something that he's going to continue to battle. Unfortunately, it's either you're going to sit out the rest of the year or you're just going to have to play through this. And Roman, being the competitor that he is, he's like, I'm going to play through it because this is it. This is it. And it's just like for a lot of this Drake roster, this is it. But Roman still, even he's not 100%, but the dude just balls out. And he has been been my favorite player to watch for the last 3 years on Drake. And I've said, kind of, not sarcastically, but in my true belief, that every year I feel like if he could just be healthy for the whole season, he could be an MVP player of the year, because he's got that leadership mentality. He's got the skill. He's so smooth on the court, and he's so much fun to watch. And he just the other night, or a couple nights ago, got over the 1,000-point mark, which is really cool. So now him and DJ Wilkins both have done that. So that's really cool. But, yeah, Roman, just him being on the court, you can tell when he's not on there that there's just a lack of energy. There's a difference on that team. So him just being on the court is huge for Drake.
Sean Roberts, Drake Men's Basketball MC, host of KXNO Pregame, KXNO Radio in Des Moines, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. You and I taking on the Drake Bulldogs tomorrow night at McLeod Center, 5 o'clock tip. It's on ESPNU. I think a few tickets are still available, if that's still the case, from what I saw this morning on you and I's social media accounts. So if you're thinking about going to this one, now's the time to call the you and I ticket office. We got to talk about Tucker DeVries. What an outstanding freshman he's been, Sean. Leads the team with 13.4 points per game. Just tell us about what you've seen from Tucker's game. What sticks out about how he's been able to produce at this level?
Dude's a shooter. Dude's a straight-up shooter. I mean, he reminds me a lot of A.J. Green from when like, just he gets the ball. It comes out smooth, and he's definitely, he's growing. You can tell he's a freshman as far as, some of the things that he does on the court. But every game he gets better. And he's the leading scorer on this team. But, man, can kid shoot. It's smooth. I think it's – obviously he's coming in with the pressure. He's a top 100 player in the country. Mm-hmm. And he didn't start – he was coming off the bench at the end of the year. And I don't think – it's always tough for someone like that to – where you're used to playing all the time and then you're coming off the bench. So he didn't start off the year as great, but he's gotten in that starting role, and he's taken off from there. And it's just been fun to watch, and he's going to be tough for you and I to stop. But he's a straight shooter. It's smooth, man, and he's got a quick release, and, yeah, it's pretty.
I cannot wait to watch his game tomorrow night. And, talking about Tucker makes me think, Sean, Darnell Brody will have his hands full, I think it's fair to say, with Noah Carter tomorrow night. That's a mismatch for sure. Do you think that perhaps Tucker will get some of the duties trying to match up against Carter, who was such a menace for the Bulldogs 2 years ago at Knapp Center?
Yep. I mean, I could see that, but the thing that I've noticed with Darren is whenever there's a huge defensive matchup that needs to happen, and I don't know how much size plays into it, but it always seems like he puts Tramell Murphy on somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, talk to you and I, you're going to have a couple options that you're going to have to stop, So I don't know. That might be something to watch to see if the thing with Darnell, if he gets off slow, watch for that. Because if he gets off slow, it kind of, it's kind of a domino effect for him. So if he gets a couple layups, maybe a block, watch for Darnell to have a huge game. If he misses a couple layups, which is he struggled in the beginning of games, and then all of a sudden it just seems like kind of Darnell's kind of checked out. So that might be something to watch. But yeah, that's going to be a huge matchup, and I won't be surprised if Tucker ends up having to guard him. Or at some point.
Yeah. And hearing you say that makes complete sense about Tramell, and I could see DJ matching up against AJ. Really, the game within the game in this one between two great Valley coaches, it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah. I'm excited for this, man.
And you know what? These two teams deserve a game like this after last season with the crowds, either being limited or no crowd. And the fact that, there's a lot on the line here for, considering that you and I didn't get off to a great start, they're right in the thick of this Valley race. Everybody's going for that 2 seed like we talked about earlier. Couple minutes left here with Sean Roberts, Drake Men's Basketball MC, host of KXNO's pregame show. You'll hear it tomorrow morning on KXNO Radio. Sean, I'm going to give you the floor here to talk about what if I'm not mistaken, your guilty pleasure, that being Garrett Sturts. You talk about a guy who gets everything and then some out of what he brings to a Division One basketball floor. And, I mean, he's every team would take a Garrett Sturts, right?
Dude, Cole, I call him G Money because he is he's on the court. It's every cliche that you could think of, right? Like it's the gym rat. It's the guy doesn't jump out of the gym. I'm not gonna say that, but he goes after everything. If the ball's on the floor, he's diving for it. It's amazing the type of rebounds that this kid gets. I mean, he's out rebounding dudes that are like 3 inches taller than him, 3-4 inches taller than him, and making it look easy. He's every team in the country would want a Garrett Sturts. But it's funny, man. He drives the lane and he just makes people look dumb when they're playing defense against him. And you look at him and you go, yeah, he's not going to do that. But I call it every time Garrett gets the ball, I go, put him in the bucket, Garrett, put him in the bucket. You know, and it's just, he's fun to watch. And he wears his hard hat thing for when he goes on the road, and that's the whole mentality. And he's really taken a leadership role this season. Last year you saw it a lot too from him, but this year especially, he's out there and he's the one showing all the emotion. You know, I love myself some Roman Penn, but Garrett Sturts is my favorite player.
Like we've gone over here the past 10 or so minutes, Sean, there's so many different ways to analyze this game. What do you ultimately see being the key or the two biggest keys for the Bulldogs to have success tomorrow night against the Panthers?
Drake's got to hit threes. They've struggled hitting threes on the road. They struggled hitting threes in general, but they have to hit the three-point shot tomorrow. And I know I kind of mentioned this earlier, but got to get Darnell Brody going early on.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, you're going to lose him. You're going to lose him, and if you lose that, you're losing that size. You're losing that. He's their biggest player, you know. And that was the struggle against Bradley the other night. Drake just didn't have the size. Bradley was huge.
Yeah.
Not to mention they were shooting the lights out, but they have to have a game from Darnell Brody tomorrow. So I would say 3-point shooting. They got to hit their threes. And I'm got to look for Darnell to have a huge game.
Great stuff, Sean. I know I speak for you when I say how much I'm looking forward to this game. You going to be able to make it over to Cedar Falls?
I won't be making it over to Cedar Falls, but I will be watching. I will be watching on my television here in Des Moines.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy the game. Great stuff, man. We'll have to get you back on the show sometime soon before the season's over.
Absolutely.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is presented by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Impaired driving takes a life every hour in the U.S. Don't drive impaired.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. You and I and Drake renew their Missouri Valley Conference rivalry tomorrow afternoon in the McLeod Center. Both teams looking to bounce back from Wednesday night losses. The Panthers fell in overtime at Valparaiso and were without leading scorer A.J. Green due to COVID protocols. Drake lost at home to Bradley, the Bulldogs 4-2 in the Valley.
Very experienced roster, so we're very familiar with their roster. DeVries is off to a great start for a freshman, you know, as one of their new guys. So terrific team, right? They were picked to win the league for a reason because they got really good players.
Panther coach Ben Jacobson. Also tomorrow, the 15th ranked Iowa State Cyclones are at home against TCU, while Iowa's at home in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes host Penn State. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Adam. Lauren, my wife, was having trouble moving. Then her speech was slurred and her face drooped. A stroke seemed so unlikely. She was only 30. I had to react immediately. I called 911 and Lauren quickly received medical attention. Now we don't take anything for granted, especially spending time together as a family. Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
Sponsored by Genentech and NAEMT.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much.
So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
My name is Anna. I live in Cedar Falls.
I was in a severe car accident. The driver did not have car insurance. I was actually severely injured. I had a lot of hospital bills that needed to be paid. I was a single mom. I called Balkirkin Home. Eshan came and saw me while I was actually in the hospital. He explained everything thoroughly and how we were gonna get compensated. Eshan really seemed like he genuinely cared about me and not just getting compensation for himself.
When a car or motorcycle accident injures you or your loved ones, you need a strong team of attorneys to protect your rights. Balkirkin Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Balkirkin Holm are your local injury attorneys providing personalized representation at the highest level. For a free consultation, visit balkirkholm.com.
I would highly recommend Balkirkin Holm.
Balkirkin Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
I am very, very grateful.
This is Dr. Stevenson at All Smiles Family Dentistry in Cedar Falls. I love treating your entire family with their general dentistry needs. I've noticed many of our patients have anxiety around their dentist appointments, and because of that, I now offer in-office sedation for their procedures. This can help them feel more relaxed. To find out more information, call our office to schedule a complimentary consultation. I can't wait to help you feel comfortable at All Smiles Family Dentistry.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful sound that is. And you will hear the NFL right here on The Fan on Sunday with the divisional round doubleheader, the Los Angeles Rams at Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Coverage begins at 1:30. And that will be followed by the Buffalo Bills going to Kansas City to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Real quick, though, before we dive into the football talk, I tweeted this out during the commercial break after talking you and I, Drake, with Sean Roberts in the last segment. I can confirm via a source that A.J. Green will return and be in the lineup for the Panthers tomorrow night against the Drake Bulldogs. He had missed Wednesday's game against Valpo due to health and safety protocols. Logan Blackman, we welcome him to the show now, the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm having a pretty easy day today. I guess it didn't start off easy. I had to take my parents to the airport at 3:00 this morning, so that was really fun. And then the rest of the day is kind of just dragged along. I had to go get one of our drivers out of the snow today, got stuck on some ice, so I had to go buy some ice melt. So I almost said it was easy, but it turns out it's been a pretty odd day.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that for Logan Blackman. So sounds like now's the right time to talk some football. I just want to vibe check you, Logan. How you feeling about Bills Chiefs on Friday at 5:38?
I'm so excited. I'm going to the game with one of my friends, so I'm really excited for this.
Wow.
Bills already beat them in Kansas City this year. I'm not saying that'll carry over to this time because obviously the Chiefs were not that good when they played. Their defense is one of the worst in the league. Their defense still isn't like amazing, but it's a whole lot better than what it was, which isn't really saying a lot, but it is better. And I just need to get off the high of what I just watched last weekend.
Yeah.
Because last year, and the Bills-Ravens game, Taron Johnson's 102-yard pick six was the greatest play I'd ever seen in Bills history, at least in my lifetime. That game on Saturday was the greatest game I ever watched as a Bills fan. The way they just torched a team that had beaten them for 20 years. Bill Belichick is 32-7 against the Buffalo Bills. That is depressing. Brady is 32-3 against the Bills when he was on the Patriots. So just, and this is a top-two passing defense, too. This isn't like it's some scrub defense, and Josh Allen torched him. He had 10 throws over 10 yards and completed all of them with 4 touchdowns. He had a perfect pass rate. And this was one of the, not just in Bills fan, this is one of the greatest playoff games ever. Performance wise from Josh Allen, the team, and how much they just annihilated the team that everybody hates. I don't think there's anybody apart from Patriots fans, but who really cares about what they think, right?
No.
About that game, about how who enjoyed that game. Oh, that was beautiful. I need to get off that high, though, because I know,
you know,
things can change, so I'm going
to
move on from
that. I'm not sure you need to completely depart from it, because I think that was such a profound win that it's got to be worth something on Sunday. That's the type of win, and I know a lot of people out there don't like this, and I don't really like to use it too often because it can quickly become a crutch when you evaluate things, but the momentum built off a win like that cannot be, I don't think it can be overstated. I think it's going to be a factor in terms of kind of the swagger that the Bills will enter Arrowhead Stadium with on Sunday. Ultimately, though, Logan, if you had to boil it down to one or two things, what do you think is what this game will ultimately turn on?
The Bills' pass defense versus the Chiefs' pass offense, because the Bills' pass defense hasn't given up 200 yards this year, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. They're the number one team in the league in regards to total defense. They're the number one team in scoring defense, passing defense. They're the best team in the NFL in turnover differential. So if the offense gets going, like I know they can, the O-line keeps back the edge rushers that they've had, because Melvin Ingram was a big addition because it allowed Chris Jones to go back inside, which has helped their defense a lot. I think the receivers are going to be fine going up against the – I don't really fear the Chiefs secondary that much. I mean, this could come back to bite me. I'm well aware of that. But I think the Bills' pass defense, even though Trey White's out, I think it will be – I think that's what the main thing will come down, because they hold back the Chiefs' pass offense like they did the last time they played them.
All right, let's look at the other three games. Is there one of the three, Logan, that you're like, I absolutely cannot wait to watch this one?
Bengals Titans.
I'm weirdly
attracted with this game, because I want the Bengals to be in the AFC Championship game so bad. America, I know that there are Titans fans and Chiefs fans out there. America needs a Bills Bengals AFC Championship game. If you told me 5 years ago that these two teams would meet not only in the AFC Championship game, just in the playoffs, I would have called you crazy, because the Bills were in the middle of their drought, or at the very end of their drought, I guess. And the Bengals stunk. So there's not anything that part of me that said that this was going to happen, but I need Bills Bengals. I'm really excited for this Bengals game.
When it comes to this game, as much as I like Joe Burrow, Logan, and the thing is, I picked Tennessee to make the Super Bowl. sorry in advance about your Bills, but I, on this show, went out on a limb. I didn't want to make what was the easy pick, you know, whether that be the Buccaneers and the Chiefs or the Rams and the Bills. Like, those are easy Super Bowl picks, or at least, you know, they're the ones that people are going to make more frequently. But Derrick Henry, man, he's such a dude. And when he's going, it just makes Tannehill exactly what they need him to be in most cases. Now, this is obviously so much different now, because this is his first game back. And he's got a plate in his foot. So who knows how successful Tennessee will be in getting that run game going to the point that they're going to need it. But, yeah, I agree completely. I think it's the most attractive game outside of Bills at Chiefs, which is just like that almost feels kind of like a pseudo Super Bowl, to be quite honest, not to blow your ego up or anything about it. But I cannot wait for either of those two games. But when it comes to making some picks, is there any underdog that you're definitely in on? It sounds like you're comfortable maybe taking the Bengals plus 3.5.
I am. I think the thing that I like here most about the Bengals is that their run defense is top five in the league. I'm not saying they've played a running back to like the standard of Derrick Henry, but they have played some like Nick Chubb. They played Najee Harris. They played Austin Eckler. So they've played some good backs, and I think Derrick Henry, we'll see how he comes back. So like you said, he's got a plate in his foot. And I think that apart from Kevin Byard, the Titans secondary is pretty banged up. So I think that's what I'm going to go with. And I think even if they take away that, like Joe Mixon's in the backfield as well. So I'm going to take the Bengals in that one. I'm nervous about it, but I made the prediction the Bengals AFC Championship game, not before the season started. I would like to make that clear, before the playoffs started. I was not a brainiac that said the Bengals were going to be this super team this year. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with the Bengals for this one.
You considering buying a pair of sunglasses like Joe Burrow rocked last week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love everything Joe Burrow does. This dude is awesome. Like, my dad and I were talking about this a little bit ago. If there are any quarterbacks in the league, like Josh Allen didn't exist, God forbid, I would take either Burrow or Herbert as my quarterback. I just love watching those two guys work.
Yeah, somebody asked me, if you had to choose, would you rather have Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert? And I said yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
Those guys look like they both could definitely turn into Hall of Famers. All right, looking elsewhere across the board here with some of these spreads. When it comes to that Bengals-Titans game, I'm off that one. I don't have a bet for that one. I do have three wagers, though, and I'll start with the Rams plus 2.5 at Tampa Bay. Yeah, I'm that guy. I think the injuries are finally going to catch up to the Buccaneers. I don't know. Don't really talk to me about Matt Stafford playing in a game of this size, but Sean McVay's been here before, and he's been here with Jared Goff. So the amount of injuries with these Buccaneers, and the fact that I don't know if Bruce Arians, being the aggressive play caller and game planner that he is going to maybe keep that tight end into chip, you know, run two tight end personnel maybe as much as he should. Just because his nature is just to always have the foot on the gas pedal. That probably comes down to maybe a tug of war between Brady at the line of scrimmage and what Arians or Byron Leftwich is calling. I just think there's too many things at play here for the Buccaneers. Sounds like they'll probably be without their all-pro center, without Tristan Wirfs, who has been nothing short of outstanding. It's all about keeping the quarterback upright in that Arians offense. It's hard to say it with conviction, but I do feel good. I'll say good about the Rams plus 2.5 at Tampa Bay.
Every single metric points the Rams in this one for me anyways, just because all the injuries you said, but I'm going to go with Tom Brady. That's my only reason. That's my only logical explanation.
You're so damaged from all the years of taking those beatings.
I have watched Tom Brady brutalize my team my entire life. Like, when the Bills beat the Patriots when I was younger and Tom Brady was benched because they already clinched a playoff spot, my dad was like, I don't care about this win. They didn't beat Tom Brady. It doesn't count. I will never doubt Tom Brady. Even though everything, the receivers are out, the O-lines are hurt, secondary's not great, I'm gonna go with the Bucs. Not confident at all, but I'm gonna take the Bucs just because of Tom Brady.
I like Green Bay minus 5.5. That's a pretty big number. I'd feel better about it if it was minus 3.5 even. But I like Green Bay. They're too good at home. They're good at home against the spread as well. And come on, man, we watched Jimmy Garoppolo. We both watched him last week. He almost gave that game away. And to me, that the sand's going to run out of the hourglass on Jimmy G. Niners fans will get what they want. Good season, but we're moving on to Trey Lance. Aaron Rodgers seems like a man possessed. And Green Bay, they're healthy. They're the opposite end of the spectrum from Tampa Bay. They're healthy now, and they've got two great running backs, which when you combine that with Aaron Rodgers, it almost seems unfair.
Yeah, I was picking the Packers over the Niners, and I was feeling pretty good about it. And then I saw this on Twitter of Jimmy G's never played in a game when it's 32 degrees or colder. Hmm. It's going to be 8 degrees in Green Bay Saturday.
That's and you know Aaron what Rodgers. Though? That's hard to believe. He played college ball at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah.
I don't
know if that's just NFL or if it's
I bet that's got to be just NFL.
Yeah. So like you said, it's the Packers in the playoffs at home. There's very rare times where they get beat at home in the playoffs. I mean, the first time they ever got beat at home in the playoffs was in this century. So it's like it's not something they do normally. And they had some bad runs in the 80s, too, and they still didn't lose at home in the playoffs. But, yeah, Rodgers in the snow and the cold is just too good. He's won 31 games and games under 32 degrees or lower. They're healthy. They're rolling. Even though I like Debo Samuel a lot, I'm going to take the Packers in this one. Yeah. Move on to Trey Lance next year.
I like Debo, too. He's a fun watch. I'm off the beaten path here with my third and final pick, Logan. I do not have the cojones to bet the spread on your Bills and Chiefs. But I'm going to take over 54. I know the weather is going to be cold, but I still think that those two offenses score more than 54.
Like last week, the Chiefs, so you Steelers and Chiefs dominated them, and the Chiefs punted. The crazy part about the Bills game is that they didn't punt one time. They had more touchdowns than third downs in the game last week against the Patriots. Like the Chiefs and Rams dominated, and they each punted. That's to me, that just shows how dominant the Bills were in that game. And I think if both teams are at their best, I'm taking the Bills in this one. Call me biased. I don't care. I'm taking Josh Allen and the boys over Kansas City in Arrowhead, and I'm meeting up with a friend that's also a Bills fan down there, so it'll be fun, and I'll be antagonizing a lot of people if this comes out the way I want it. If not, I'll be open to it, because I'm going down with the Chiefs fan, so I gotta be ready for both scenarios here.
All right, make sure you make your way back out of Missouri in one piece, Logan. All right.
I'll try.
I gotta run, man. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Niners are getting healthy just in the nick of time. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and linebacker Fred Warner both have no injury designation for Saturday's divisional playoff showdown in Green Bay and are expected to start. Jimmy G's been dealing with thumb and shoulder injuries, while Warner left Sunday's win over Dallas early with an ankle injury. As for the Packers, they activated receiver Randall Cobb off injured reserve, and he's expected to play Saturday for the first time since Week 12. On the coaching front, the Broncos interviewed Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan for their head coach job, and will interview Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell today. While the Bears met with Bucks OC Byron Leftwich, and the Vikings interviewed Eagles DC Jonathan Gannon. And the Texans casting a wide net for their next head coach. They interviewed veteran NFL quarterback Josh McCown for the job Thursday. McCown has no coaching experience, but played for Houston in 2020. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today and you'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus free vacuums and floor mat washing. Find us online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We've seen some great quarterback rivalries throughout the years. Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, Steve Young versus Troy Aikman. It's a list that goes on and on and on. But this weekend's matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills could feature the NFL's next great quarterback matchup. Patrick Mahomes, one of the most talented passers in recent memory, and his Chiefs are looking to make the Super Bowl for the third consecutive year. That shouldn't concern the Bills. Buffalo has their own star QB in Josh Allen, and they've already defeated Kansas City once this year. Despite that win, the Bills are probably still thinking about revenge. The Chiefs ended Buffalo's season in the AFC title game last year. Sunday will provide Allen the opportunity to return that favor. We don't know what the outcome will be this weekend, but it's probably a safe assumption this won't be the last time that these quarterbacks will face off in the postseason. But for now, let's just enjoy their latest matchup this weekend. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Remember all those big dreams you used to have, and then life made other plans? With a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, it's time to bring those dreams back. Start your own business or commit to van life with a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Now, you could win the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Mode 4x4 that we have. Enter the Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules. Visit danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com. Have to do it by February 2nd for your chance to win.
Cole and Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
Welcome back for a final time this Friday and this week. Thanks so much for being here. Also want to thank Sean Roberts, Drake Men's Basketball MC, host of KXNO's pregame show. I'll be on with Sean on KXNO, breaking that game down from the UNI side of things tomorrow morning at 9. If you want to tune in for that. Thanks to Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. I'm genuinely worried about that guy's safety at Arrowhead on Sunday. We'll have to see how that one turns out. Maybe he won't be on the show next Friday. Maybe he'll be in a jail cell somewhere in Kansas City. Who knows? But Waterloo Blackhawks hockey coming up at 6:45. Check out the broadcast calendar. A lot going on this weekend.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.